And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to RAM. My name is Roland, your host for today's program, and I think it's going to be a good one. Today, I want to talk about, of all things, child abuse. I know it's not a popular topic, but it's one that we need to talk about. It's very, very important. Let's talk about it. I suppose that you've been following the NFL scandal. First, there was one that hit his wife in the elevator. Remember, that was so awful. And then there was another player who was suspended for child abuse, for hitting his child with a branch from a tree. And they showed pictures of the child with bloody stripes on the child. It was just terrible. But what it did is it brought about a dialogue about the topic. And of course you had the two sides come out, but the thing that was an amazement to me was how many people think that disciplining of children, you know, hitting children, spanking children, is an okay thing for parents to do. And I am going to say that I am completely opposed to spanking. I'm opposed to corporal punishment. I'm totally opposed to it, 100% against it. It is absolutely unnecessary. And while we're on the topic, I'm also opposed to timeouts. I think they're unnecessary. And I'm opposed to the use of psychotropic drugs on children and stimulants on children. I'm opposed to all of those. But today I want to talk about corporal punishment, hitting of children, smacking of children, as they say in England, hitting of children. It's totally unnecessary, and I'm going to show you why. Now, I'm going to explain to you briefly why it's not good. And the reason is that, first of all, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. There was a very, very hallucinating and illuminating discussion that occurred on KGO radio this weekend. It was the weekend evening host, Carell. Carell was there, and he was talking, I think, to the news person or somebody there. And they were talking about this spanking thing. And Carell said when he was a child, he got spanked and he didn't like it. He wished his mom wouldn't have done it. He didn't like it. And then the other person asked him, well, did it do any good? He said, no, it didn't do any good. It just made me angry. He said it didn't stop him from doing bad things. All it did was make him angry. And it made him more careful about hiding and covering up what he was doing. It just made him angry. What spanking does is it introduces children to fear. It introduces them to violence, to trauma. Yeah, it introduces them to trauma. It's a trauma to be spanked. It's one of the worst possible. See, look, it's one thing to go to school and there's a bully who hits you. See, it's one thing to have that happen. But it's an altogether different thing when your own parent hurts you. It is terrible beyond belief almost. I think the angels in heaven, I think they cover their eyes and shudder when they see a parent striking a little child.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Roland. I've been around for 25 years. I've written 17 books. I've been on the radio now for 17 years. I've got some gray hair. I've helped some people. And I'd like to help you too. I'd like to help you to think outside the box. See, a lot of people say, well, my parents hit me or my mother hit me. And I came out okay. Well, maybe you didn't. See? Are you happy? Is your life sweet? See, are you living a spiritual life? Are you successful? See, are you filled with joy and kindness? See, do you meet every moment with equanimity and poise? And do you have courage? Do you have courage to speak out against many of the awful things that are happening? See? And so the answer is, see, do you have issues? Do you take meds? Do you smoke or drink or smoke marijuana or have periods of unhappiness? See? So maybe it wasn't so great after all. See? Do you have a very, very close relationship with God, a real one, not a phony one? See, a lot of people, they go to church and they sing songs and they read the Bible and they say amen and all that kind of stuff. And they have a fantasy relationship. A fantasy relationship. That's what it is. It's a fantasy relationship. See? But they haven't found the real thing. Of course, they will never admit that. See? But the point is, maybe it didn't turn out so well. Then how about your kids? Did you turn around and do to your kids what your parents did to you? Did you spank your kids, punish them, give them timeouts, yell at them, scream at them, see, give them a hard time, and so on and so forth? Well, how are they doing? So I'm saying that there's a lot of people, and maybe you are doing, maybe somebody is doing well, but they're doing well in spite of it. Just like, you remember Einstein, a great genius, made some great discoveries. He was inspired, really, but he hated school. He was treated cruelly in school, and he became a success in spite of school, okay? So some of you may have turned out all right in spite of the fact that your father wasn't there for you, but you still have issues. In spite of the fact that your mother hit you, but you still have issues over it. So many of you are trapped in guilt, trapped by guilt, because underneath it all is a resentment. Resentment of the person who hit you, resentment of your mom who slapped you around and screamed at you, spanked you with a belt and or what have you. And resentment of your father for not being there, or your father for letting it happen, see? Or resentment of your father for doing it. Now, so the point is, it's totally unnecessary. It's totally unnecessary. Well, why have violence in the home? Don't we all want peace? See, we talk about we want peace. How about peace at home? How can you have peace when you have a parent hitting a child? So let's talk about why it's so awful. Why is it such a betrayal of the child? It's betrayal, first of all, because Let's take father, for example. Either if father is hitting the child, see, then that's despicable. Okay? And if he's not hitting the child, but he's standing by while the mother hits the child, that is also despicable. You see, in the eyes of a child, father stands in for... Now, you're not going to like this. If you want to just watch football and go off and smoke marijuana and drink alcohol and listen to your music and watch videos, then you better turn this off and go somewhere else. You see, in the eyes of a child, father stands in for God. Father stands in for God in the eyes of a child. And when father betrays the little child, it is cruel. See, a father is supposed to have patience, long-suffering, kindness, see, wisdom, all these beautiful virtues. And when the father fails, see, when father's not there for the child, and worse yet, when father is abusive, see, or when father is not there, he's off with another woman, or he's off at the football game, or he's off somewhere while mother's screaming at the children, and taking it out on them. See, she hates him because he failed her. She hates him. See, he failed her too. He used her to support his ego. And see, now he resents her. And he doesn't have true love for her. So she resents him, or he's weak. See, he's a wimp. She hates him. He's weak. So she hates her husband and takes it out on the kids. See, so the kids are abused. All right. So in the eyes of a child, father stands in for God. So when father fails, it's as if God had failed. The child resents the father. It's a deep, 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 deep resentment. And that resentment of the earthly father stands in the way of ever finding God. Unless you forgive the father you can see, you can't find the love of the father you cannot see. And so for the child and for the adult child whose father failed, that child must give up the resentment toward the father. It's absolutely necessary. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org, that's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Welcome back. My name is Roland, and I'm your host, and we're talking about a very important topic. Why we mustn't abuse little children. Now, the other thing that you need to know, I can't give you everything here on the air. I can only talk in little sound bites here on the air. I hope you understand that. But there are resources. Look, the other thing is that it's not biblical. Jesus didn't spank children. See? They don't talk about spanking children or hitting children in the New Testament. They don't. Now, in the Old Testament, there are a couple of verses that everybody keeps dragging out from the book of Proverbs. Okay, something of incidentally, spare the rod and spoil the child. That's not in the Bible. That is not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. It's in an old poem. See? But there's a couple of verses in Proverbs. But look, they're misinterpreted and misunderstood. Spanking children is not biblical. It's not. See? It's just not. And you know something else? That there are 9 words for children in the Hebrew language of the Old Testament. There's a word for a little babe. There's a word for a toddler, for a little child. A word for a little bit older child. A word for a child that becomes a teenager. A word for a child who's leaving teenagehood and just about ready to launch out on his own or her own. There's all these words for all different ages of children. So even if it talks about, even if it were to talk about some sort of discipline, it would be of an older child, of a teenager, see, of a young adult who does something really bad, see? Then that person, you know, just like, you know, if a 20-year-old now does something bad, well, they might have to spend time in community service. You see what I mean? But little tiny children don't need discipline. Little tiny children don't need discipline. And the Bible doesn't say that they do either. So get that out of your head. See, there are resources. There's a beautiful book. It was written by Samuel Martin. You can go to my website and look, find some of my blogs on the topic of why I'm opposed to spanking. The resources are there. Samuel Martin wrote a beautiful book called Thy Rod and Thy Staff, They Comfort Me. He investigated the language of the Old Testament. He looked into the culture of the time, the legal context of the time. See? He read what do authorities on the Torah, what do they have to say about the disciplining of children? See? He looked into all of those things, and he discovered that it's just not true that the Bible says we're supposed to discipline, spank, and hit, and so on, children. It's just not true. Okay, now so his is a very good book, and then there are other books. There are other ones, and you need to find them and read them, so you can understand and disabuse yourself of this notion. See, now the other thing you have to see is that there is trauma, and the proof positive that it is traumatic for a child is that the child grows up to do unto others what was done to him. The parents now say, well, my parent hit me, so I'm hitting my kids. My parents disciplined me, so I'm disciplining my kids, see? So it's the same thing, that the person who's molested when they're a kid, they become the molester. Have you ever wondered, why is that? Or how about the person who's stolen from, then they turn around and steal from others? The person who's bullied, see, at work, then comes home and bullies people at home. See how that, why is that? So that's proof that if a person just finds themselves mindlessly and hypnotically, see, doing unto the children the very thing that was done to them, that proves that it was a trauma. Okay? And it's a big trauma because, like I said, in the eyes of a child, father stands in for God. Now, the other thing, if a mother's slapping the kids around or yelling at the child, or abusing the child, or humiliating the child, see, or being cruel to the child, rejecting the child, all these different forms of cruelty, see, that's not good. It's not good. And it's not a proper authority, especially for little boys. For little boys, see, once the little's no longer a toddler, then the authority ought to be father. See? The father, he sets the example for the boy. The boy looks up to his father to learn how to start to learn to be a man, see? But when the father is weak, when the father is a wimp, when the father is not even there, when the father himself is filled with anger because his wife hates him, see? Then the mother takes it out on the child, and the child resents both the mother and the father. See, resents the father for not protecting him, for not being there, for letting it happen. See, so nobody gets a pass. See, there's a lot of there's violent men, abusive men, like that football player, see? But for every violent man, there's probably more violent women. How's that possible? It's because most, at least half the kids now grow up in single-parent families, and the single parent is mom. Half of the kids are raised by a mom. There's no dad there. There is no dad. Okay? No dad, just a mom. So she slaps the kids around, yells at them, screams at them, punishes them, and so on. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to date better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I heard the most beautiful thing. First of all, I heard a clown, a football player, a clown, possibly an abuser, saying that he disciplines his one-year-old daughter. Can you imagine? Disciplining, in other words, well, who knows what he means by that. I'm afraid to even find out. A one-year-old little child. So I have zero respect for that person. Zero respect. But I did hear a man, a very nice man, by the name of Chris Carter, who was recently inducted into the Football Hall of Fame on ESPN. And I saw on a video, I saw him talk about how terrible the child abuse is. And it was a most beautiful thing to see this man speak up with passion in defense of the little children. What could be more noble and more sweet and more beautiful than a big, strong man defending little children and speaking up for the little children? See, it's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful thing. So I have a respect for Chris Carter. I have respect for him. So now, let's talk about what can be done. Little children don't need discipline. They need direction and redirection. See, if a little child, they don't even know why they're being disciplined. They don't need discipline. A little tiny child or a little toddler reaches for something, okay, and you don't want them to reach for that. Well, then just divert their attention. Take their hand and say, hey, let's go look at this. See? If you're there watching with patience, you direct, redirect them. They need direction and redirection. Okay? With patience, not with anger. That's what they need. Okay? Older kids, they need patience. They need direction. They need some boundaries. See? They don't need to be slapped around and spanked and hit with a belt and punished and sent to their room and yelled at. It's just ridiculous. But here's a very key thing I want to make you aware of. See? Because I'm not blaming here. I'm not blaming. I'm trying to make you aware. I'm trying to raise your consciousness. I'm trying to make you aware that you don't need it. What you need is patience. Okay? So here's what I want to leave you with before we are almost out of the program. Maybe you are a decent person, okay? Maybe. Maybe you're a decent person doing the best you can. But remember, it's all about perception. If you hit your child, if you reject your child, you say mean things to your child, if you're even impatient with your child, the child perceives it as you don't love me. That's the way the child perceives it. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. And so, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who were hit when you were a child, were abused, taken advantage of, the most important thing is to forgive your parents. Forgive them. Forgive them. They didn't know what they were doing. In fact, something was acting through them. The spirit of the violator, the spirit of the bully was acting through them. Okay? So forgive them by letting go of the resentment. Let go of the resentment and the judgment. Okay? Then you'll be free and you'll be able to be a good parent yourself. You won't be forced to pass on the legacy. Okay? My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.